This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. Jeffrey has just written in about the Cleveland Indians changing their name to the Cleveland Guardians. Hey, Wayne, love the show. New York Post is reporting the Cleveland Indians took the name Guardians from the Art Deco statues on their Hope Memorial Bridge. What will be the game day handouts? Mini orange cones? Keep up the great work, Jeffrey. I've gotten more mail on this one than almost anything else I've ever seen. People are just laughing at the idiocy of all these teams changing their name. And, you know, I'm laughing and I'm also crying because it's so sad. And what's going to happen is my Dallas Cowboys are going to be in trouble soon. First of all, if you can't have Indian names, the Atlanta Braves are next. They're gone. The Golden State Warriors, who just a couple years ago were the biggest champion in the NBA and where people thought they were going to win like 20 championships. Didn't work out that way, but they thought they were the most dominant team anyone had ever seen in NBA history, and they're going to have to change their name. Can't be the Golden State Warriors. That represents Indians. And you say, how did you get to the Dallas Cowboys? What's it got to do with the Cowboys? What did Cowboys do? They killed Indians. What did Cowboys do? They represent the old Wild West, and they cleaned the Wild West out of Indians who lived there first. So no question, they're going to come after the Cowboys next. Once they clean out all the Indians, it's going to be the Cowboys they come after next. And they're going to come after every name. Every name represents something involving racism to a liberal. It's insanity. Right, Chicago Blackhawks will be gone. Absolutely. How about the Boston Red Sox? Who does that offend? Does that offend anybody? No, that's not true. Reds. What are Reds? What are Red people? Are Red people considered to be Asian people? I don't know. What are Reds? Indians? So there you go. Red Sox must offend Indians. Everyone must offend somebody. How about the White Sox? Does that offend white people? White people never get offended. White people aren't offended by anything. You don't have to worry about white people. But man, you try every other group of people in the country. Everybody is offended by everything. So, there's no question the next thing you think about after Indians is we got to go get the Cowboys. They'll try and stop it from being called the Dallas Cowboys because that's offensive to Indians because Cowboys killed Indians. Cowboys, you know, put the Indians on the reservation. It just never ends. But even worse than that, the Vikings today fired their offensive line coach. I know it sounds like a sports show now, but it's not. It's just sports. Politics has wound its way into sports now. Sports is all about politics. The Olympics is in the news today, and the Vikings in the news today, and the Cleveland Indians in the news today. So Vikings fired their offensive line coach, Rick Dennison, for not getting a vaccine. Can you imagine he refused to get a COVID-19 vaccine and he's out? And look, it's all happening so fast in America. We've become a communist dictatorship overnight. Nobody's opinion matters. You want to murder a baby? Great! A woman has a right to murder a baby anytime she wants. It's her choice. Her body, her choice. You don't want a vaccine? Oh, that's not your body, that's your choice. The government's choice is to stick that poison in your vein, whether you like it or not. Doesn't matter how many people are dying from the vaccine, how many people are crippled for life from the vaccine. You have to take the poison because you have no rights. It's not your body or your choice. This is just sick. This is disgusting that you could lose your job because you won't take a vaccine in the NFL. What has a vaccine got to do with a job in the NFL? But I know what they're going to say. It's not like I'm asking a question I don't know the answer to. They'd have an instant answer. This one coach, by not vaccinating, could expose our team to COVID, and then we lose a game, and we all lose a paycheck and millions of dollars, and he could wreck our entire season if we forfeit that game. Freaking vaccine doesn't work, you morons! How could you say this at the same time as all you see in the news is players in the Olympics, players on the Yankees, congresspeople, White House people, state legislators from Texas? They're all vaccinated. They're all getting sick. Students at Stanford have COVID. They're vaccinated. Everybody who's getting sick is vaccinated. And the CDC, what did I say at the beginning of this week? They lied to our face. The CDC said everybody who's getting sick is unvaccinated. It's the most incredible lie I've ever heard in my life. It's the other way around. Everybody who's getting sick has been vaccinated, proving the vaccine doesn't work. You know what else proves the vaccine doesn't work? In all these states, including my own Nevada, they're going to announce this any day now, we're all going back to masks again. Well, if you're vaccinated or not, doesn't matter. Well, guess what? If you are vaccinated and you need a mask, it proves the vaccine doesn't work. If vaccines worked, why would you need a mask? Why would you care if I wear a mask? You're vaccinated. You're safe. If vaccines worked, you wouldn't care if I was vaccinated. Why would it matter to you as long as you're vaccinated? And if masks worked, why would you worry about whether I'm wearing a mask or not? They're all frauds. They're all wrong, and they're all brainwashed. And it's all because so many people are making so much money off the vaccines. And it's because so many people are getting rich with bribes off the vaccines. And it's because so many progressive liberals in charge are trying to ruin our country. Masks and lockdowns and vaccines are their way of destroying our country and destroying capitalism and destroying business and destroying jobs and destroying your equilibrium, causing so much stress you're going to commit suicide. You're going to get involved in drugs and alcohol. You're going to crash your car. You're going to kill yourself. This is a nightmare, what's happening to our country. And if you can't see it, you are freaking blind. You fired a coach in the NFL. It was only a couple of days ago that a friend sent me a text. And he said, can't you see in the very near future that teams are going to make a choice between a player who's been vaccinated and a player who hasn't? And they're going to choose the one who's been vaccinated and they're going to release the one who hasn't. And that was just like 2 days ago. And in 2 days, it jumped to firing a coach who hasn't been vaccinated. This is representative of what's happening to our country. It's moving so fast. Communism is moving so fast. And don't forget the Black National Anthem before games. I've got a commentary on that that I opened the show with in the first hour, and I'll open hour number three with it as well. Why not start games with the Jewish National Anthem? And wait till you hear that commentary, because it'll bring home the point to you how insane this all is, how divisive this all is, how racist this all is, how confusing this all is, how stupid and ignorant this all is, how offensive this all is, how insulting this all is. But when the day comes you could fire an NFL coach because you won't take a vaccine, our country is so screwed. This guy, you know, just as a coach, he's not the offensive coach, as in the offensive coordinator. He's an offensive line coach. I would say an offensive line coach makes somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000 a year. And there's actually a few coaches like that who make like $750,000 a year. So he just lost $500,000 or more. And do you think anyone else is going to hire him? Nope. In the NFL, they won't. Maybe in college? No. What college is going to hire him? They're going to say, if you get sick with COVID, we're blaming you for ruining our team's season or ruining a crucial game. So he's never going to get hired again till we're by all this madness, which could be years from now. So he just gave up $500,000 career over the principle that he does not want to die. He doesn't want to get a shot that could kill him. It's insanity. They're lying about so many things at this point. It's unbelievable. They're lying about who's getting COVID. It's vaccinated and unvaccinated. Now, you're never going to get Wayne Root to say COVID's not real. As a matter of fact, right now at this moment, I have lots of people I know who have COVID. And I have loved ones who have COVID. And thank God I don't have COVID at this moment, but I could get it. I'm in the same room as someone who has COVID a lot of the time over the last week. So you never know. And so what? What does that prove? That proves me wrong? That proves if you're unvaccinated, you get COVID? Well, at the same time, all these other people are vaccinated and they have COVID? So what's the problem? How can you lecture me? How could vaccinated people who have COVID lecture someone who's unvaccinated who doesn't have COVID yet? How could vaccinated people who have COVID lecture unvaccinated people who have COVID? Forget about don't have COVID. How could someone who does have COVID lecture someone who does have COVID? So what? It's a flu. And a highly contagious one, which I've said 1,000 times. And this new Delta variant is even more contagious than the original COVID. But thank God it's not more deadly. And by the way, you understand the way they operate. Oh, my God, hospitalizations through the roof. Oh, my God, everyone's dying. They even say that when it's not happening. But you'll notice in the last few days, all they talk about is COVID. There's very little talk about deaths because the deaths are not high. And if they are high, it's going to be old people dying again. And I don't want old people to die. Matter of fact, I'm 60. I bet there's a lot of young people who think I'm old. I don't want old people to die. But when I say old, I mean 80, 85, 90, 95-year-olds in nursing homes, sitting in wheelchairs, dribbling on themselves in many cases. So they were going to die the first time anything came along. A flu bug, COVID, whatever. Whatever came along was going to kill them in the next year or two. Because the average person lives to like 75, 76. So if you're already 85... there's not much time left. So, of course, something's going to get you. I don't want anything to get you. I'm so careful to say that every time. It's not like I'm rooting for anyone to ever die of anything. It's not like I'm throwing away people who are old. I'm not. If you have diabetes, if you're obese, if you're older, you need special attention. Then don't go out of the house. Then you should lock in place. You should shelter in place. You shouldn't go to a job if you're 85 years old and you're at risk of COVID. But 99% of America has a 99.99% chance of surviving COVID and being sick for a couple of days only. And they need to go out and keep the economy going and live their lives and keep their businesses going and keep their restaurants going. They can't close. Stop the madness. No lockdowns. Don't need them. And masks. These liars will not tell you that masks not only kill your oxygen, the masks hold on them all the germs of all the worst diseases in the world, and you're sucking it into your mouth all day. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT. Protect 2A247-4747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747. Again, text Protect 2A247-4747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
Wayne Allen Root, I will get to the insanity going on in England in just a second, but you can't imagine it's not coming to America. You can't imagine it. The only reason it hasn't come to America yet is I think Biden and the Democrats know we're the most armed nation in the world. We're going to be in the streets. There's going to be a revolution. We're going to take down our own government. Something. If you try and block us down again and tell us we can't go to work and we can't open our business, you're going to have a revolution on your hands. And I think the Democrat Party understands that. They're being so careful while they censor us to death, while they try and destroy us. They're being careful not to lock us down completely. But I think it's coming. I think it's coming. I don't know if it'll be as big as they're doing in Australia and England and Canada, but it's coming. I'll tell you about it in a sec. Asset Strategy is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And what's important about Asset Strategies is as things get really bad in America, and they are getting really, really bad, there's nothing they can do about your gold. They can't take your gold away from you. You know, they can take your money away because they can devalue the dollar to the point where it's worthless. The more money you... See, the average person doesn't understand this. Let's say you have $1 million in the bank. And let's say the government starts handing out $5,000 a month to every poor person in America, and they call it universal income. You know what that means? Your million is worth nothing at that point. They're giving away trillions of dollars to lazy freeloaders, and your money's worth nothing. They've devalued your money to nothing. And that's coming. It's happening every day, little by little. They're spending, and they're spending on the Green New Deal and on free health care for illegals. And you know what it must cost to have all these? This year there's going to be 2 million illegals entered the United States. Who's housing and feeding 2 million illegals? And they're all bringing COVID with them. Where do you think this COVID new wave is coming from? That's the irony. It's coming from the illegals pouring across the border with disease. And nobody's checking and no one cares. And they put them on airplanes to make you sick. And they put them in hotels to make you sick. And they drop them off in your neighborhood and your school to make you sick. And no one's saying a word about that. No wonder we're all getting sick. It's coming across the border, for God's sakes. But the one thing they can't get rid of is they can't devalue the price of gold. As the dollar goes down, gold goes up. Inflation is massive. What's done well against inflation for thousands of years? Gold and silver, your best protection, your insurance policy, gold and silver. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. Asset Strategies International is ASI. They're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the price of gold. Just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. Or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them War sent you and you'll get the best deal in the world. These vaccines will never end. A CDC panel signals support for booster shots after reports of injuries and deaths after COVID vaccines near 500,000. And that, you know, it sounds big, but I've already reported it, that there's over 400,000 injuries, and there's, you know, God knows how many deaths. 11,000 is what they're reporting. It's probably much more than that. But VAERS data released today by the CDC showed a total of 491,218 reports of adverse events from all age groups following COVID vaccines, including 11,405 deaths and 48,385 serious injuries between December 14th and July 16th. So the numbers just keep piling up and piling up and piling up. And all I could tell you is that the COVID shot is far from safe, and never in the history of America has there ever been this many adverse effects without stopping the vaccine to find out what the hell's going on. I told you I'd tell you about the insanity in UK. Pictures of just empty store shelves in the United Kingdom. United Kingdom is committing societal suicide by ordering millions of its workers across food, retail, and medicine sectors to self-quarantine in their homes. Grocery store shelves are going bare across the nation, and industry leaders warn the food supply chain is at risk of collapse. How did this happen? The UK government requires every individual to carry a mobile phone installed with an NHS COVID-19 software that tracks and records their movements and locations in real time, and when any person is found to be COVID positive via what they call a fraudulent PCR test, because these tests are total bullspit. They don't work. They say everybody's got COVID. They're set too sensitive. So anyone who's ever come close to a positive person gets a ping on their phone in England and is ordered to self-quarantine and remove them from the labor pool. In the last week alone, more than 500,000 Britons were pinged and ordered to stay home. At this rate, within a few more weeks, there'll be no one left to run anything. The phenomenon is being called a ping-demic. The result is an accelerating collapse of the food sector, as there are no longer enough workers to staff grocery stores, food production plants, or to drive the trucks that deliver the products to market. The entire scheme is a massive fraud. The chief executive of the Meat Processors Association warns they're at collapse, at the risk of total collapse. Their workforce is staying home. Everybody's scared to death over the flu.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. The CIA Inspector General is carrying out a review into the agency's handling of officers sickened by the mysterious Havana Syndrome. CNN has learned a revelation that comes as cases are mushrooming across the globe. The intelligence community still doesn't have an official explanation for the perplexing constellation of sensory experiences and physical symptoms that have now sickened hundreds of U.S. diplomats, spies, and troops around the globe, some severely enough to force their retirement. Lower winds and better weather helped crews using bulldozers and helicopters battling the nation's largest wildfire in southern Oregon, Public Information Officer Tracy LeClaire.
Every afternoon, those winds pick up. The fuels are extremely critically dry, and that contributes to extreme fire behavior.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Before I get to my esteemed guest, I want to talk about Liberty Projects. As you may know, I rarely ever publicly mention charities or vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. They're veterans and they're ranchers. They know everything about horses. And because they're veterans, they know everything about vets. And they want to help vets, not as in veterinarians, but as in military veterans. And so the Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about veterans. Having been through all the red tape, they guide, support, and assist other vets through the maze of post-military paperwork. And probably most importantly, most of these vets have PTSD. So when you team them up with horses, you really help them mentally and emotionally and spiritually. And the horses, of course, are saved from death or a terrible life. And they're helped. So it's a win-win for everybody. There are so many great things about this Liberty Projects organization to say, but I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. All right, we've got our guest, Christina Leyla. We have her on every other week, the Gateway Pundit assistant editor. And I, you know, listen, it's not BS for me to tell you that every morning the first stop is the Gateway Pundit. I have a bunch of sites I like, but number one is always the Gateway Pundit. You guys have the most incredible stories, great stories that you can't find in the mainstream media. So thank you, Christina.
Well, thank you.
So, but they're not positive stories. They're enough to make you sick. And so one of them is this January 6th prisoner story about them being brutally beaten and stripped and hogtied and one prisoner blinded in his eye and it's worse abuse than Gitmo. How could this be going on in the United States of America?
Well, that's a good question. And nobody mainstream in the Republican Party is talking about this. A lot of these January 6th protesters that are being held in prison. Now, this is a pre-trial detainment. So the DOJ is purposely slow-rolling their trials. They're being denied the right to a speedy trial. And they're being held in prison, and I've read several of these indictments. A lot of these prisoners are in jail right now for nonviolent crimes. They're charged with parading. They're charged with trespassing. They get charged up 6-7 counts for basically walking through the Capitol for 10 minutes. Now, there were some people who've gone to fights with Capitol Police officers, but a lot of these prisoners are in there just for trespassing, and they're being beaten. One man has lost his eye. They're being treated like as if they're in a jail in another country, a third world country. And what's worse is that the Republican leaders are not talking about this. They're silent on this matter, and these people are being held without being given their trial in a speedy manner.
How the heck could a guard take a prisoner's eye out and the guard not be fired and put in prison? How is that possible?
Right.
The guard is not under indictment. This is an incredible country we're living in, Christine. It's getting worse every day.
Yes.
You saw today, I assume.
Time.
Did you see, I was about to say to you, did you see, and now I'm looking down, it's one of your headlines, the U.S. women's soccer team doesn't want to represent the United States in the opening ceremony because they don't represent the United States. So who do they think they play for?
Right. And, you know, they got beaten. So they took a knee before the first game. They got beaten. And then there was an opening ceremony. And they said, well, we couldn't make it because we have to practice because we got beat by Sweden. And by the way, I don't know if you saw the picture of those Swedish women. They are absolutely beautiful.
Well, then I think I know who I'm rooting for from now on. I'm rooting for Sweden.
I'm going to wave
the Swedish flag. I'm going to wave the Swedish flag. And by the way, Sweden has handled COVID better than any country in the world. There's been no lockdown, and this week they had no deaths. Did you see that? I probably read it at your site. Zero deaths. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't we following the Swedish way? And by the way, I'd be willing to bet you that when someone gets sick in Sweden, they immediately give them either HCQ or ivermectin. And it works like magic, is what every doctor tells me. And in America, our deaths are much worse than those other countries because we refuse to allow these drugs. They work, and they're cheap. You don't need the vaccine. You need the cheap drugs called hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
Right. And we're being attacked and gaslighted, saying, well, you know, there's a lot of misinformation on social media. about the vaccines, and that's what's killing people.
No, what's killing people
is the
right, about ivermectin and HCQ. Nobody wants you to know
right.
about them. Right. I mean, ivermectin works. Did you notice? I didn't. Someone just sent to me. I have such great fans. They sent me so many great articles. And they sent me an article about Bill Maher, who lately sounds like a raving Republican conservative on every
right.
issue. He is
he
really changing it. Bill Maher on his show, I guess it was last week, because his show's on Fridays, right? So it'll be tonight. So this couldn't be out yet unless he shoots the show early. And somehow they sneaked the video out. But it's about Bill Maher saying that he thinks it's disgusting and that it's not YouTube's job to censor
right.
ivermectin information. So obviously he's heard, like I've heard, that ivermectin works and that, you know, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you have all these social media companies deciding for us that you're not allowed to talk about ivermectin working. And I'm so scared for my listeners, Christina, that if somebody gets sick, they've got to have a doctor who's willing to prescribe ivermectin. That's what works in the first 2 days. You got to get it fast and hit it with ivermectin, which seems to be the new gold standard, even stronger than hydroxychloroquine.
Right. I mean, it's shocking we're even having this conversation here in the United States, where these medicine, this effective medicine is being hidden from the public. And some, I'm hearing that some doctors aren't even giving this medicine to their patients.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm sure there's many doctors that would never give ivermectin and never give hydroxychloroquine because they've heard so many bad things about it. Or maybe they're liberals themselves and they've got Trump derangement syndrome. And they're condemning people to get sicker and sicker and die if they don't give it to them. And by the way, it happened to a friend of mine. A friend of mine, and I think he was like 70 years old. So he wasn't a young spring chicken, but he was 70 with a ponytail and he looked like he was like 45. And he got COVID back in December and it just kept lingering for a month, and it didn't quite go away. And, you know, I didn't know about it. Nobody called me, or I would have told him about ivermectin and HCQ. I have thousands of friends at this point. I didn't know that my poor friend Randy was sick. So nobody told me, and they only told me after he died. He lingered and lingered, and finally he got worse, and they sent him to the hospital. And his family listens to my show, and his family tried to sneak ivermectin into the hospital, and they wouldn't let them in. First of all, you couldn't visit anyone at that point, so they weren't allowed in to see him. He died alone. And second of all, they called the doctor and said, give him ivermectin, and the doctor refused to do it, and a week later, they reported, I'm sorry, but your husband has died. So, like that,
that's
it's happening. Over. He's dead. There was no reason for him to die. He had no pre-existing conditions that I know of. He was 70 years old, but with no pre-existing conditions, wearing a ponytail and looking very young and hip, and there's no reason why he's dead today, except they refused to give him ivermectin. So, I wish I'd known about it during that month when he was home and it was lingering, and I could have helped him. But, you know, again, my understanding is you got to get it in the first 5 days. If you wait a month, it's too late anyway. So, you know, these drugs work when you hit them quickly. But if you don't allow people to get ivermectin or to know about ivermectin. So what I did in my car yesterday is I was stopped at a red light, right? And I went to Google, and I just put in the word ivermectin to see what would pop up. And you know instantly the first thing that pops up is Google's warning that it's misinformation to use ivermectin for COVID. It's the first thing that popped up. They're in a scam campaign to stop you from knowing about anything that will save your life. This is such a scam. It's unbelievable. They must want us to die. I've never seen anything like it. And it's not just Democrats. All these rhino Republicans. Look at the governor of Alabama. Tell everybody the headline right now on your side about the governor of Alabama.
Yes, this is very dangerous. The governor of Alabama, she's a Republican. She came out and dehumanized unvaccinated people today. And she called vaccinated people regular folks, which means what are unvaccinated people? We're others. If you're not vaccinated, you're others. This is very dangerous rhetoric. And she said that we have to start blaming unvaccinated folks.
And I got to tell you, and I'll have a story for you next week, early next week, like by Monday, I'm going to write it over the weekend. The biggest lie ever told that would make Pinocchio go, no, I won't say it, is when you say that it's only unvaccinated people that are getting
exactly.
sick. It's a lie. Vaccinated people are getting sick left and right. This is not a disease of unvaccinated people. It's a lie. They're covering
right.
up that it's all vaccinated people getting sick, not unvaccinated. It's both. It's a mix of both. But it seems like lots of vaccinated people are getting sick. And you see it. By
right.
the way, you see it in the headlines on your site. Lots of people. I saw today Stanford. 7 vaccinated students in the last week have full-blown COVID. 7 vaccinated students at one place, Stanford. And we know 3 Yankees came up with COVID. They were vaccinated. Olympic athletes came up with COVID. They're vaccinated. And then don't you have a headline about the White House is covering up how many
yes.
White House aides are vaccinated have COVID?
Yes, that was my next thing. So the White House is actively covering up how many breakthrough COVID cases there are among White House staffers who are vaccinated. A reporter today, I don't know who the reporter is with, but she asked Psaki, well, how many, why aren't you disclosing how many breakthrough cases there are? Why not just provide a number? Is there something that you're hiding? And Psaki says, well, why do you need that information?
Yeah.
Can you believe this?
It's
hello, it's the interest of the public. It's transparency. We want to know. Are any White House staffers that are near the president, near Biden, have COVID? And they want to keep the narrative going that this is what they call a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's their what they're calling
it. Total lie. A total lie. And I've never said it means unvaccinated aren't getting COVID. Lots of people are getting COVID. I personally know a bunch of people now who have COVID, including people close to me. It's out there. It's the flu. It's out there. Big deal.
Right.
Did I tell you the very few are dying unless they're 90 years old, slumped in a wheelchair in a nursing home? This is not a disease that kills young people. Matter of fact, I just saw a story, and I don't think this one was on your site, by the way, Christina. I saw a story on a medical site that said that so far this year, nobody is proven to have died of COVID under the age of 18. Now, I don't know if that's true, but it was on a medical site, and they said officially they know of no proof that anyone under the age of 18 has died of COVID. I don't know if that's true, but I know it's very rare. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Christina with more.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a 3-tier cushioning system that combines 2 layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other WAR listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only for WAR listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO. You you have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's Transformation, the Breakthrough Science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this show, by the way, is my podcast, War Raw, by Wayne Allen Root. You can find it pretty much everywhere that you listen to podcasts. It's there if you go to iTunes or Spotify or Apple or iHeart or Amazon or Google Play. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll find War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And the weekend edition is the one I love. You know, I do a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which is basically highlights of this show. But on Friday morning, I tape one for the weekend. My weekend edition is me as the Casey Kasem for conservatives, presenting America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial news stories. If you're a conservative or a patriot or a deplorable or a Christian, anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw, and I can say whatever I want on a podcast. So I drop a lot of F-bombs against the Democrats, and I think they deserve it and they need it. And it's well-deserved, believe me. Joe Biden, my gosh, so check out my podcast, War Raw, at Amazon, Google Play, iHeart, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. There is a story out that a North Carolina congressman is now saying that Joe Biden should be indicted and charged with abuse for elderly abuse for what she's allowing Joe Biden to do as president of the United States, that he's a man with no brain, he's got dementia, doesn't know what he's doing, and she's allowing him up there to embarrass himself. And I just think that's so apropos, so apropos. We're back with Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit, assistant editor of the website, thegatewaypundit.com, my favorite website. Welcome back, Christina.
Thank you.
So you've got a story. It's not on the list we're going to go over. It was something that happened early this morning or maybe overnight. But if you remember, I write all these commentaries for you. And I wrote one that You'd have to be blind to not think that China released COVID on purpose. I don't even think I don't even think it was a mistake from a biowarfare lab. I think Trump won the trade war, and China sent it to us to destroy us. And you now have a story out saying that. I was the first guy with the balls to say that in the whole country I know of. And here it is, more evidence leaked from China on the deliberate release of COVID-19 by the Chinese military. So is that a story that must have gotten massive readership by you guys, no?
Yeah, it has a lot of traffic on it, and it makes sense because, like you said, this was China's response to Trump's war on trade. And it was timed perfectly to align with the 2020 election. And I firmly believe that China had to oust Trump from the White House.
Right.
And the Democrats immediately went into action and mailed all those ballots out. They did the social distancing and lockdowns. People couldn't, you know, they were afraid, let's say, to go into polling stations to vote. So the mailed ballots completely uprooted the 2020 election. And I do believe that it was on purpose. There's more evidence piling up that it was deliberate. It didn't leak from the lab. It was deliberately released.
Have you ever seen those stories, Christina, where someone is walking around just fine, they think they're healthy and they're fine and nothing's wrong, and then one day they go for a simple checkup, and the doctor comes back and says, I don't know how to tell you this, but you have cancer all over your entire body, and you're going to die in like 2 months, and then they die in a week. When they didn't know they had cancer, they were fine. But as soon as you tell them, they die in a week. And that reminds me of COVID, because this article that you put out says that the Chinese military released COVID at the military games in October of 2019. And then the people who attended from countries all over the world, our military brought it back to America. And what's interesting is, in Vegas, in late October, early November of 19, my fiance Cindy told me, you're not going to believe, Wayne, what's going on. Everybody I know has the flu, and it's bad. They're home for a month. They're sick as a dog. It's the worst flu they've ever had in their lives. And being that nobody gave it a name like COVID, it was just the flu going around. So I didn't see society stopping. I didn't see stores closed. I didn't see schools closed. Nobody closed the country because a lot of people had the flu. More people had the flu in October and November of 19 than ever had in all the time I've known this COVID pandemic. You know, I always know like two or three people that have COVID. I knew like, you know, 50 that had the flu in November of 19. But nobody knew it. It's like the person doesn't know they have cancer, so it's okay, no big deal. But you tell them and they go downhill fast. So now you tell people it's COVID. You give it a name. That's like calling an ape, you know, King Kong. Oh, my God, it's King Kong coming. It's not just like an ape's on the loose. It's King Kong on the loose. We gave it a name. We gave it power. And it makes such a big difference. And now people are all so scared of COVID. But I think it was all here in late October and November of 2019.
No, that makes sense. I do know a lot of people who got sick around that time as well. Very sick.
Right. But the nation didn't shut down. There's no way. If you didn't know there's a pandemic, you would just go, okay, the flu's going around. Nobody said, I'm not going to work today because so many people are sick. It's so ridiculous that we now think, and I'm going to make you a promise here, Christina, a promise. The nation will be locked down soon. Joe Biden's going to knock us down.
They're starting with a mask.
But they're going to lock us down. This Joe Biden wants to lock us down. Obama is the real president.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to lock us down. He is so angry that people are still making money, that capitalism still works. This is going to be the way they destroy the economy of the United States. We're going to be locked down. I promise you. They're looking for an excuse.
I know. They're already starting.
I know. They're looking for any excuse. Sick stuff. Christina Leyla, the Gateway Pundit. You got to stay in the know. Whether it's good or bad or scary, you got to stay in the know. I start each day and throughout the day keep going back to thegatewaypundit.com, and I get a lot of my stories for the show from thegatewaypundit.com. Thank you, Christina. Have a great weekend.
Wayne, you too.
All right, we'll be back for the last hour of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, Raw Unfiltered.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.